Morning, welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Priko Teina, Halacha Dalet. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Gimel. Vehine hetakti lefonecho kol maimer hazeh. Rav Nosazal says, I've copied over this entire paragraph in the Gemara. V'toven bayer hetev kol dvareinu hanal. And with it, you'll be able to understand very clearly what we spoke about earlier. That our rabbis in the Gemara are encouraging us and inspiring us to go in the path that we explained earlier. So that a person shouldn't feel rejected as a result of the suffering and problems and crisis that the person is going through, they and their whole family, whether it's physical suffering, or a struggle for parnasa, but rather, for the person to focus on the harchovos, the expansions, the lack of constriction, that Hashem, all the good things that Hashem is doing for us all the time, afilu betoich hatzora biatzma, even within the suffering, even within the crisis, to be able to find things within the crisis that could be much worse, chas v'shalom. V'chol ha'yisurim chas v'shalom boim b'chesed godol ma'at ma'at k'dei sheyuchal l'savlom, and to be able to realize that all the suffering that does come upon us comes with tremendous kindness from Hashem, that Hashem meets it out a little bit at a time, so that we can handle it. V'ideizeh yizkeh lo'olam haba, and if a person has this attitude, the person will be zeichet to olam haba. Im lo yeh shoiter, if the person won't be a fool, lahatoy sesatzmai, to fool oneself, loymar, to say she'eno yochol lavid es Hashem yisborach machmas hatzoros vayisurim, that I can't serve Hashem, I can't daven, I can't learn Torah, I can't do mitzvahs because of the problems that I have. Ki adarabah, because just the opposite, kol hatzoros vayisurim begufo mamoin. All of the suffering that a person is going through, bodily, financially, is all really coming to the person for a very good purpose. In order that this will help the person be assured of a portion in Olam Haba. As our rabbis explained very clearly here in the Gemara, Shebiaru v'gilu lanu, the rabbis explained and revealed to us, She'eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Shaleach Yisrael Yisur Manias Shelo Yuchlo L'Savlam, that Hashem never sends upon a Jew suffering that the person can't handle. L'rachkom l'gamri chashon, to reject the person completely, to push the person away. Ki kol ha'yisurim heim rak ketarnegoilim ha'menakrim v'yashba, because all of the suffering that we're going through is like chickens searching in dirt, searching for little kernels of grain. Ki hu poireya mehem ma'at ma'at, Hashem exacts payment from people who owe him, chas v'shalom, in small bits. Ve'enoy donoy sam kakum chas v'shalom. He doesn't judge us the way he judges the other nations. Shenemar bohem avo, avo, avo asimena. Where there Hashem says, I'll hit them with a sledgehammer. I'll hit them with full power. V'ato tire eich divrei Rabbi Seinuz al hanal mekusharim amudokim heitei v'chibor nifla. And now Rav Moshe Zal is going to show us how the different statements of the rabbis there are all connected beautifully, very, very well. V'heim derech v'eitza toiva v'hiskaskus nifla And they provide a beautiful path and clear advice, good advice, and tremendous encouragement for a person to be able to always come close to Hashem from whatever the person is going through, physically, financially, spiritually. Because we know there are people that fool themselves and they try to say to themselves that they can't serve Hashem, they can't daven, they can't learn because of all the suffering that they're going through, they, their families, financially, physically. And it's regarding this that the words of the rabbis are very, very clear there, Shahisurim heim bechesed godol, that if a person is really honest, they'll be able to realize that the suffering that they're enduring is still with tremendous kindness from Hashem. Lekarev al yodam daikal Hashem yisborach, and Hashem's doing it only to bring us closer to him, v'loy l'rachik al yidei zeh, not to push us away. K'Hashem Yisborach einoy nifra miYisrael bo'ifen she'achrivim legamri, because Hashem doesn't exact punishment from the Jewish people in a manner that will be destroyed completely. Rak hu nifra mehem ma'at ma'at, but rather usually Hashem exacts punishment a little bit at a time, kipid shel tarnegolim, like the small kernels that the chickens search for. Ba'ofen shedai kal yidei zeh yizkeru v'yoshuvu v'yizkarvu l'Hashem yizborach, in a manner where a person who will look at this correctly will use this as an inspiration to return to Hashem and to come close to Hashem, the Yizku la'olam haba, and will be zeicha thereby to the eternal good world. As the Gemara itself says at the end over there, where the Gemara concludes by saying, "V'hainu dama Rava," and this is what Rava said, "My dechsev this that it says in the pasuk, va'ani evdeim." Hashem says, "I am going to redeem them." Vehema dibru alike savim, and they make up all kinds of lies about me. Ani amarti efteim b'mamoinam b'olam hazeh kedei sheyizku l'olam haba. Hashem said, I said that I'll redeem the Jewish people, I'll redeem their sins and everything with financial things, in order that they'll endure that in this world, and in the future, in the world of eternity, they'll have all the pleasures. Vehem dibru alike savim. Hainu kanal. This is exactly what we spoke about earlier. Shashim Yisborach mesavevim odom sheyesh loy dafkus memamoynoi parnasosoi. Hashem works out circumstances with a person to create a situation where the person is going through financial pressure and struggle for parnasa. V'hu rak letoiva. But it's really only for the benefit of the person. Kedei livdoisoi al yidei ze mehagehenim umeashoel tachdias shoyomagia loy lefi maisav. In order to redeem the person from chas v'shalom gehenim, or worse than gehenim, shoel tachdias, having to go to the lowest places, chas v'shalom, which the person deserves based on their actions, like each and every person really knows the things that they've done that are very, very not good. And if that's not enough, that the person will be saved from all terrible punishment, by enduring difficulties in this world, the person can be zeicha to a sweet, happy eternity in olam haba. Because Hashem's real intention is only for our benefit. So that through this, the person will come close to Hashem. The person will use it as an opportunity to do tshuva. V'heim dibru alaik zavim. And they speak all kinds of lies about me. Sha'imrim k'savim al Hashem Yisborach. They say lies about Hashem. Ki'ilu Hashem Yisborach merachik oisam. As if Hashem is pushing away. Hashem is rejecting me. I can't be religious. I can't come close to Hashem because of the financial pressure that I'm under. Asher be'emes ulehepach, where the truth is just the opposite. The financial pressure is in order to squeeze you, to push you to come closer to Hashem. V'chein mevoyer shom achar kach. And so too, the Gemara says after that line we just quoted, "V'hainod amar Rav Papi mishmei de Rava," and this is tied into what Rav Papi said in the name of Rava. My tersiv, this that it says in the pasuk, "Va'ani yisarti chizakti zroisehem shahayisurim boilam hazeh." What this is telling us is that the suffering that Hashem gives us in this world, kedeis shehizchazku zroisehem lolam haba, is in order to strengthen our power in the future world. And therefore, ve'elai yachshavu ra, but they think bad about me, Hashem says. Sha'imram lehefa, the people say just the opposite. Ki'ilu Hashem yisporach shelech lehem ha'yisurim l'rosam chas, as if Hashem is sending us these problems and this suffering only to harm us, to beat us up. L'rachtam chas, to push us away. And even if a person will say, it's true, you're right, that the suffering that I'm enduring and the financial pressure is coming with kindness from Hashem. Hashem is being nice to me compared to what I really deserve. And Hashem's intention is really for my good, in order that this should bring me to tshuva, this should bring me to come close to Hashem. But afal pikein kosheli leskarev. However, even though I hear that, even though I understand that, it's still very difficult for me to come close to Hashem, kikvarnis esi moed, because I've already wandered, drifted far away, vani rochok me'atorah v'mitzvos moed. I'm very far from being connected to Torah and mitzvahs. So how in the world can I possibly change my ways, change myself completely to come close to Hashem? Alzeh meishivi omar. Regarding this, the Gemara over there responds and says, v'omar sham achakach, and says afterwards, Dovrachar, another interpretation, afilu ein Yisroel oisin mitzvah lefonai, elema'at, kepid shel tarnegolim, shemenakrim be'ashpa. Hashem says, even if the Jews only do a little bit, a tiny bit of good, a tiny bit of mitzvahs, like those tiny kernels that the chickens are searching for in the garbage, ani mitzarfoy lecheshbon gadol, I'll magnify it, I'll stretch it, and make it big for their benefit. The Gemara here is explaining a beautiful response to all the things that we said before. Loimar to say, kiafal pikein, despite everything, im ato hu kamoishu, even if you are the way you are, that you've gone so far away from Torah and mitzvahs, and you're doing so many bad things, gam ato, you too, tucha loshuv mimkoim choshen boy, have the opportunity to return to Hashem, even from this place that you're trapped in now, v'lach toiv b'chol yoim, and to grab some good things every single day, v'lisgois l'chayim haba, and to be zeicher to eternal good. Ki avo yafilu mein Yisrael oisin mitzvah sela ma'at, kepid shel tarnegolim shemenakrim v'yashpa, u'gam kein mitzarfon l'cheshbon gavol. Because the Gemara is telling us here that Hashem's attitude is that even if the Jewish people perform a drop of mitzvahs, like a little kernel of grain within a whole garbage that chickens search for, even that, Hashem will magnify it, Hashem will stretch it and make it big, make it into a large number to benefit the person. V'sim libcho heitev l'divrei Rabbeinu Zal hakdoshim ho'ela. Rav Moshe Zal says, study carefully, look real seriously at the words of the holy words of the rabbis that we quoted from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Ad heichon heim mechaskin es kol echad v'yechad. To what extent the rabbis are giving encouragement to every single person. Even if the person is as bad as they are, the person can still grab Torah mitzvahs and be zeichet to receive a beautiful portion in the world of eternity. Because look at the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara gives such an extreme example that even if your mitzvahs are as tiny as a little kernel of grain in garbage that a chicken is searching for, even that Hashem will consider special and important and great, and Hashem will use it to benefit the person in a big way. V'hovein hamoshol heitev. Rav Moshe Zal says, understand this parable here very, very well. L'hovein mimenu hanimshol, to be able to understand what we're supposed to derive from that parable, to what an extent the Gemara here is giving us encouragement. As it says in the pasuk in the beginning of Mishlei, lohavin moshel umalitza, to understand the parable and what we're supposed to extrapolate from it. The rabbis compared our situation to a chicken who's standing in garbage, all kinds of garbage and filth. And the chicken there is searching and searching and digging there for a little tiny bit of food, a little kernel of grain. Which could be 1/1,000th of a wheat kernel or some other thing. And the Gemara tells us that even if the Jewish people are performing mitzvahs, such a tiny fraction of mitzvahs compared to the averus, like a chicken digging in the garbage, even that Hashem considers special, and he adds it. He gives it a big number, a large number, as if the person did something fabulous. So in this Gemara, the Tana has already given us an idea as to how far-reaching Hashem's kindness is. And therefore, Gam ato yochol leskarev, you too are able to come close to Hashem. Afal pi shenit melecho shata oimed bi ashpa vezevel. Even if it seems to you like you're standing in a big pile of filth that you created through your sins, afal pi kein, despite that, mishom ato yochol lenaker bi ashpa, in all of that filth, you have the ability to dig in the garbage, velachtoif ma'at ma'atoiv, and grab a little tiny bit of good, a mitzvah. Because that too Hashem considers very precious. All of this becomes very clear based on the famous chapter in Likutei Moharan, chapter 282, Azamra. Shemavor Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Shafilu im gam hama'at hatoiv, mo'irav b'psoilus. Even if a person searches within themselves to try to find one good thing that I did, one mitzvah that I did. And then when they find that mitzvah and they study it, they realize that even that mitzvah is full of holes, full of mistakes. Afal pikein, al kol ponim, yesh bo nekuda toiva. Despite that is considered a nekuda toiva. That's considered something good, something valuable, something that Hashem considers very precious. V'im titoinoid, and if you'll want to argue further, v'toimer, and you'll say, "Ho emesukein, it's true. You're right." Shashmizporach shleach hayisurim berachmim matmat, that Hashem sends suffering to me a little bit at a time. V'gam mevakeish mitonu shal kol ponim nachtoiv mitzvahsemaisim toivim matmat ketanabel manakarashba, and it's also true that Hashem just wants us to do even a little bit of good, like the what the chicken is searching in the garbage. Aval Moed said, but what can I do? Kinesrachakti kol kach. I've wandered, I've drifted so far away from Hashem and so far from Torah and mitzvahs at she'eini yochel gam elu ha'yisurim v'dachus ha'parnasa, to the point where I can't even handle the suffering that I'm being given, even though I understand I deserve much worse, but still I can't handle what I'm getting and the financial pressure. And it's stopping me tremendously from being able to daven properly, from being able to learn Torah. Al zeh heishivu shom b'devrayim hakdoshim. Regarding this, the rabbis there respond with their holy words. Shamru sham samot lazeh, where they said, write it close by. Dover achar, that another interpretation of that mashal. Bischar shemeshaven lefonai adro shiosam. Hashem says, as a reward for the fact that the Jews will pray to me, they'll call out to me, I will help them. It's as if the Gemara is saying, I'm giving you good advice, even in a situation where you're saying you have no time to learn, you have no. Shetitzak, cry out to Hashem regarding this. Tell Hashem, look at my situation. I want to learn Torah. I want to do mitzvahs, but I can't. I need your help. Hashem will definitely help you and take you out of this suffering, v'dachus and the financial pressure. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Hin choroya, you see very clearly. That in this paragraph in the Gemara that we brought in here, that we quoted in the previous year, that is included everything we spoke about previously. That a Jew must believe in Hashem's kindness. That any difficulties, any suffering that I have, any problems that I have, is really for my good, for my benefit. And to search and to be able to come up with many, many explanations as to how and why this isn't so bad. It could be much, much worse. Because as we mentioned in the previous year, Hashem, when Hashem punishes a Jew, he does it a little bit at a time. Kael zoyim b'chol yoyim. Hashem, when he's angry, it's not in one day, it's b'chol yoyim, every day, a little bit. He spreads it out. Just like, again, a person who owes a large sum of money, and the lender says, I know that there's no way in the world you can give me that sum. Pay it out a little bit at a time. That you can do. And if a person will have this attitude, they'll be able to grab a little bit of Torah and mitzvahs, like the chicken that's digging in the garbage for a little kernel. And this will enable you to cry out to Hashem. To the point where Hashem will help you, even regarding the problems that you have, even though it's not as bad as it could be. And the person will be zocheh to get out of the problems completely, bishleimus, and to come to really, really come close to Hashem completely. Because most definitely, Hashem's intentions regarding everything we're going through is all really for our benefit. As it says over there at the end of that piece of Gemara, I'm doing all of this to redeem you, to make sure, to ensure that you'll have a wonderful Olam Haba. I mentioned in the past, I remember hearing from my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichrono Livracha, that one of the leaders of Breslov in Ukraine during communist times, when there were very, very few breslovers at the time, they barely put together a minyan for Rosh Hashanah at the tzion, at the kever of Rabbi Nachman, was a man by the name of Reb Zanvel. And this Reb Zanvel grew up in a religious home, but again, this is during communism. This is in the communist area, no yeshivas, no shuls, no Hebrew books, nothing, and forced education. The kids had to go to secular school to get educated. And this Reb Zanvel was special. And he rose through the ranks and he got involved in theater at that time in communist Russia. And he became like a star. And sure enough, as the communists would usually do, when somebody became a star, they look for a reason to throw him into jail, to knock him down. And this Reb Zanvel ended up in prison, in a Russian prison. And he told Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha years later when he got out, he said that when they put him in prison, that's when he started really thinking about his life and where he came from and everything. And he decided, he had a discussion with Hashem, and he said to Hashem, "I know why I'm here. I know what you want. If you get me out of here, I'll make you happy. I'll do what you want." Implying, I know the reason that I'm here is because I drifted away from the path of my parents. I drifted away from religion, everything. And I know that you want me to change, to go back. And if you get me out of here, I'll do it. And sure enough, he did get out miraculously, and he ended up starting a major religious life to the point where he was the one who organized the minyan at the kever of Rabbi Nachman for a period of years, a few years, during communist times when it was really very, very dangerous to do such a thing. That's one item. And a second item, as we're learning this, I'm thinking of the story of Yosef HaTzadik. We see what Yosef HaTzadik went through with his brothers, being alienated from all of his brothers, number one, and then being thrown into a pit of snakes and scorpions, and then being sold down the river, sold to Egypt, to Potiphar, and then being thrown into prison over there, being accused falsely in prison, and 12 years, first 10 year stay in prison, and then because he put his trust a little bit in Paro's officer, Hashem added another 2 years to it, 12 years. And a person would say, lost cause, lost cause. And from this, Yosef HaTzadik used this as a springboard. He never looked at it. He never judged Hashem in a wrong type of way. He kept his faith. He kept his simcha. He was able to see harchavos even there. The Torah tells us that he had chen by the prison guards, that they liked him. In the worst, a person would say, who cares? And then when they sold him, when his brothers sold him to this group of Yishmaelim, the Torah points out that they were carrying perfume. And Rashi quotes the Gemara saying that this was a sign from Hashem that even though he's being sold into slavery and all of this, usually these Arabs would travel with kerosene, foul-smelling things. Here, Hashem wanted to show something that was unnatural, that they should be traveling with this perfume so that the tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik, shouldn't have to smell the horrible smell of the other things that they usually travel with. This concept of the harchavos within the tzar. And when I think about my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avraha, how he described his life in Ukraine, that growing up as a kid, he said that they were so poor, they had a dirt floor. The place that they lived in, there were no balatas, there were no floor tiles. It was a dirt floor, and during the freezing cold winters, the walls of the apartment would be dripping with water, and because of that, his mother contracted rheumatism, which comes when a person's living in a damp, cold place. And she would cry from pain, from the rheumatism, the pain of the bones in the body, etc. And then he got sent away from home as a kid to learn in an underground yeshiva. And then he hears that his father, who trusted that the Nazis would be better than he couldn't imagine that the Nazis could be worse than the communists. His father decided to stay when the communists came, and the Nazis said, "You're a rabbi. For you, we're going to do something special. You're going to dig your own grave and be buried alive." That's how his father came to an end. and then suffering extreme poverty in Russia at the time during communist times, and applying to go to Eretz Yisrael for 38 years, trying to get out, and each time not succeeding. And the last time when he submitted an application, when he finally called them to ask for the response, they said, "Dorfman, we have news for you. We have something important to tell you." And he's thinking, excited, maybe finally he's going to get out. They said, "We had a committee meeting here of the people in the visa department, and we made a decision that we're not accepting your applications ever again." And he said he died. He died on the spot just about. And it took him days to recover and to know that not giving up. And sure enough, that was the last time he submitted an application. The next time he got a letter saying that he's released and came to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael went through different struggles. Two of his daughters passed away during his lifetime, and his wife passed away with all of this. And despite all of this, rose to a level of prominence where he was responsible for major improvements in Breslov, in Yerushalayim, in the shul, in the kollel, in the main center in Yerushalayim. And he was the one who was tasked with the mission to build a shul in Uman for thousands of people when Perestroika broke, and it became possible for Israelis to be able to travel to Ukraine and people from all over the world. He was the one who was given the responsibility and succeeded in building a shul and mikvahs to provide for thousands of people that's been used for the past 25 years or more. Who knows how many hundreds of thousands of tefillos. And all of this because he didn't quit, didn't give up, was able to different times after his wife passed away, and he was home alone. All of this is the two daughters that were still living lived in different places, and then one of those two daughters passed away again. And somebody asked him, "You he well, They were telling me he has to come to join people for a meal on Shabbos because you can't be alone." He said, "I'm never alone. I'm always with Hashem. I'm always with my Rebbe. I'm never alone." You know, with such a confidence and a strength, an emunah, and that everything Hashem does is positive, 100% positive. People that saw him go through the experience of sitting Shiva for one daughter, and then another daughter, and then his wife, and each time being able to daven, being able to do the mitzvahs 100% as good as anybody could possibly have done. Any questions?
This is
Dr.
already,
Shack.
I mean, it's already a big level to be thinking when things are bad, to be thinking about Hashem. So many people, when somebody cuts them off on the road, what is it? It's not Hashem. It's that person. This person made me lose money. What is Hashem? That's that person. How do I?
That's the mistake. There's a mashal given that when somebody throws a stick at a dog or something like that, and the dog turns around and wants to bite the stick, and not realizing it's not the stick that hit him, it's the one who threw the stick. And here again, it's a matter of us having this realization. This is why the Shulchan Aruch, which defines a path of life for a Jew, how a Jew starts the day, everything begins with the words Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed, to be conscious and aware of Hashem, that I'm in the presence of Hashem always, so that everything that's happening to me, everything going on, there's a Hashem involved. It's coming from Him, and there's a message for me. And Rav Moshe Zal stressing here that the message is always Hashem wants to bring me close. Everything that's happening is all to give me motivation, inspiration to get closer. That's the right way of looking at it. The question in the chat, the examples we've given are from exemplary people like Reb Michal, Yosef HaTzadik, Reb Zanvel. How can a regular person start and begin to understand that he too can find the 1,000th of a kernel of a mitzvah? Given all of his struggles, the answer is that we need to be able to learn from these people. This is why we read about tzaddikim. This is why we try to come close to tzaddikim. To Hashem doesn't expect us to be exactly like them, but he expects us to learn from their example and to be able to apply it to myself, to apply it to myself. That I remember here again, I remember hearing Ramichal say that Hashem, I'm not Rav Nosson Zal, I'm not like the tzaddikim of previous generations who you can give them suffering and major suffering and they can handle it. I'm like a fly on the wall. Those are the words he used to say. You blow on me and I'm finished. So therefore, Hashem, please go easy. Go easy, go easier on me. A person's allowed to ask that. A person's allowed to say that. But here again, the Torah is making it perfectly clear that it is possible for every person to be able to search and find hachavos in their situation and to be able to find a way of interpreting things to my benefit, not the opposite. To take the same thing, two people look at a glass, one says it's half empty and the other one says it's half full. Two people looking at a situation and saying this is the worst. And another person saying, I've seen much worse. I've seen much worse. And therefore, I can handle this and I can still score points. I can still do things to score positive points. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Yudalid, Vesehu, and this is what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayedaber Elik Parshas Vo'era, which comes right after Parshas Shemois. At the end of Parshas Shemois, it speaks about when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paroi and to warn Paroi that if he doesn't let the Jews out, he's going to be in big trouble. And Paroi says, just for that, I'm going to make things much worse for the Jews. Now they're going to have to do the same amount of construction and they're going to have to make the bricks themselves. We're not going to give them bricks. And if they don't finish, we're going to put Jewish babies in the wall to take the place of the bricks. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Hashem and says, Hashem, why did you do this? Lo mahari, why did you make things worse? Why did you send me to make things worse for the people? So the pasuk says there, Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomer Elav ani Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, I am Hashem. But it begins with the name Elokim and then it changes to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem rebuked Moshe Rabbeinu over the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining and saying, why did you do such a terrible thing, Hashem? What brought Moshe Rabbeinu to this frame of mind? When Dothan Vaviram came out screaming and yelling at him, you're a murderer, you're a killer, you're the worst thing that the Jewish people ever had. Vamruloi, they said, Yera Hashem v'yishpoit, Yera Hashem aleichem v'yishpoit. Hashem should judge you and Aaron HaKohen, for the terrible thing you just did to us. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, Im hayu hakoil shoimim lekoil hatzadikei emes. If everybody would listen to the true tzaddikim and follow the path that we've defined here, to believe always that everything Hashem does is for the good, and to give praise and thanksgiving to Hashem always. Bein betuvoi, bein ba'akoi. When things seem to be going well, and when things seem to be going terrible, Kama Shekosov, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ba'Hashem Ha'alel Dovar, Be'Elokim Ha'alel Dovar. I praise Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei when Hashem is showing kindness, and I praise Hashem when it's Elokim, when it seems to be judgment, when it seems to be very harsh. If people would do this, Bevadai hoyu mizbatlin kol hatsorois v'chol hagolios legamri. All of our suffering and all of our exiles would be finished, would come to a complete end. Ukvar hoysa gula shleimu, and we already would have had the complete and final redemption. Ach ikur ikuv hagula b'tlalu b'frat. However, one of the main reasons why the Jewish people are not being redeemed and why each and every one of us is not experiencing our own personal geula, Chalidei Riboy HaChilkin, is because of the many, many people who are against Hashem and against Tzadikim, Shein Bechinas Dasan Vaviron, like those two, Sheyotzu Nitzavim Likras Moshe, who went forth arrogantly, standing up tall against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, Afal pi k'shemoydin Hashem Yisborach, Even when people do give thanks to Hashem, which we said will eliminate all the suffering that's the result of Pu'ulois Mishtanois, diversity, Achim is Batel Hatsora Legamri, so that the problem will go away completely, Afal Pikein, despite that. Hashem has made good and bad parallel to each other. And therefore, as soon as there starts to be a solution, a redemption, something very good happening to a person or to the Jewish people, Azai tekef hasidra achra v'amastinim izgarim b'yoyser v'yoyser. Then the other forces, the opposing forces, rise up much more powerfully, stronger, lekatreg, to prosecute, ulahagbir atzorach hashon, and to magnify and expand the problem, to make it worse. Just like when two people are fighting with each other, when Reuven sees that Shimon is starting to win, starting to whom is Gaber Yoser, Reuven takes all of his energy to fight back. The Kimavur by Torah Vayomer Boaz, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 65 in Likud Imran, Ubamokamachar, in another place. And this is the cause of all of the falls that people take. People fall out of religion, falling away from Hashem. And people becoming distant from Hashem or distant from Tzadikim. Ubifrat shel hakshirim sheheschilu, especially if we're talking about good people who have started to become religious. And then, when something happens that seems to be bad, terrible, it becomes a knockout punch, and they end up quitting. They end up leaving. And they ended up becoming distant from Hashem. And therefore, Kishabo Moshe Legolin, when Moshe Rabbeinu first arrived on the scene, he came to Egypt from Midian, and he came with a message that I'm here to take the Jewish people out of suffering. The first response was, Vayamein Hom, the people believed him. Vayiktu Vayishtachavu, and they bowed. And we explained earlier, Rav Nosson Zal brought earlier, that bowing is one of the greatest forms of thanksgiving and showing respect and praise for somebody when you bow to them. So this was an incredible, the Jews giving tremendous shevach voido. Shalidei zeh hischila hagula. And that's what began the redemption. Aval ha-sidra achra hisgabra moed. However, the other side didn't give up so easily, but rather it strengthened itself. V'gutbidlev paroi, and toughened up paroi's heart, ad she'omar, to the point where paroi said with arrogance, "Mi Hashem? Who is Hashem? I don't know him." V'omar, and paroi said, "Tichbad hu'avoda. Now we're going to make things much worse, much more difficult for the Jewish people. Bikvedus otzum." Tremendous hard labor, shiloh niten lam tevan. We're not going to provide bricks for them. V'zeh hayon nisoyon liYisrael. This was a test for the Jewish people, lehischazik oz daika b'emuna, to be able to turn on the emuna even then, and to know that this is not a proof that we're finished. Things are getting worse. It gets when it gets dark at night, it gets dark, it gets darker, it gets still darker, and then you know that the light is going to come soon. This was a test. Let's translate, lahamin, to believe, ki bevadai dvar Hashem oidei Moshe Neman beisoi, bevadai yopom loilam, that the words of Hashem, which Hashem, the message that Hashem sent them through Moshe Rabbeinu, his trustworthy servant, are definitely going to come true. Kasher be'emes, Roiv Hakshirim, and the truth is, the majority of the Jewish people at that time, the good people, did believe. They did believe Moshe Rabbeinu. They kept their faith. Aval nimtzu cholkim. However, unfortunately, there were opponents, Dosan vaviram, shehitu rabbe machreim, who misled many people to follow them. At sheyotzu mitzovim likros Moshe, to the point where they came forth standing up tall and arrogantly against Moshe Rabbeinu. Vamru, and they said, Yera Hashem, Hashem should punish you. Ki'ilu hei mekanim kinas Hashem tzvokois, as if they're the ones who really care about the Jewish people. They're the ones who are really taking up the cause of the Jewish suffering, v'toyanim ba'ad Yisrael, and they're defending the people, u'moisrim din la'shamayim al Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're turning over the judgment to Hashem. They're saying Hashem should judge you, Shem, against Moshe Rabbeinu, shemoiser kol nafshoy ba'adon. This is the Moshe Rabbeinu who put his whole life in danger and in jeopardy for the defending the Jewish people. At Shoimrim, to the point where they said, Yera Hashem Aleichem Veyishpoy. They're coming off like real religious guys. May Hashem judge you. Umei Ribui Machlokoisam. And because of their tremendous opposition, Hizgabru Hapa'ulois Mishtanois, Lahalem Chas V'Shalom Hizgalos Achdus HaPoshut. They cause, remember, the underlying theme in this whole halacha. Rav Nosson Zalman has been basing it on chapter 2 in the second half of Likud Maran, where Rabbeinu Zalman speaks about the difference between Pe'ulois Mishtanois, diversity, versus the oneness of Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher etzeisich me'eretz Mitzrayim, lo yilcha elikim acherim, the plurality, which is the 70 nations, versus Am Echad, Goy Echad Boretz, the Jewish people who are oneness. So as a result of their machloikis is two or more. Machlokes is a split. Machlokes is taking one and dividing it. As a result of their machlokes, they powered the pe'ulois mishtanois to hide the revelation of the oneness of Hashem, from which the whole geula would come forth. Geula comes from oneness. The Tikkun Ezra says the word goal in Atbash is keser, showing that Geula comes from that place of oneness. Keser is that place. In Chochmah and Bina, there's a concept of a right and a left. There's two. Yesh me'ayin, yesh, yamin, small, coming from ayin. Ayin is keser, nothingness, oneness, that highest level of oneness. V'hamachlekes hora shelohem hisgaber, and their evil opposition gains strength, ad asher, to the point where the pasuk says, Ho'oishek Yehoilel Chacham V'yabed es leiv matona, that trouble can even confuse a Chacham and cause him to lose his generous heart, his good-heartedness. Shehu leiv Moshe. The Medrash says that pasuk is referring to the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshem Rabbi Senzal, as our rabbis tell us, that all of the opposition and the fighting and the caused Moshe Rabbeinu to make a mistake in a sense. At Shem Moshe may oitzen tzorosoi, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu, as a result of the tremendous suffering from this opposition, from this machlekes, Omar Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Loma hari oisol Hashem, why did you make things worse for the people? Ki Moshe Toan, Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining, Loma zeh shlachtani, Hashem, why did you send me? If you knew that I'm not going to solve the problem, what did you send me for? Ki haloi zeh dvori gam mikoyden, this is what I said to you from the beginning, Hashem. Shelei rotzisi leilich b'shlichus zeh, I didn't want to go on this mission, machmas ribui hacholkim, because I said to you, they're not going to believe me, they're not going to trust me. V'heshev le'eshem isporach shebevadai hu yigmoyres shaloi berachamov hagdoilim u'bezchus avois. that Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu was that Hashem will definitely finish the job. Hashem will carry through on his pledge, on his promise, 100% with Hashem's great kindness and based on the merit of the Avos, ubeschus Aharon v'aksherim hanilf meilav, and based on the merit of Aaron HaKohen and the good religious people who stuck to him, hamaminim b'Moshe Benes, who really believed in Moshe Rabbeinu, umevatlin shinui daitom, and people who put aside all of their different ideas, shem bechinas pe'ulois mishtanois, Ledeya Achas Shel Moshe, to accept completely the one opinion of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaydeze Nichlolim Biachdus HaPashut. Through this, all of these people become connected to and part of that divine oneness. Vaydeze Tia HaGeula B'Shleimos. And this is actually what will lead to the final redemption. Vayedaber Elokim Moshe, Vayemer Ani Hashem. Hainu Bechinas De'u Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Ha'amavur B'Seif HaTorah. At the end of that chapter, the Kutuman Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk De'u Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, that Elokim and Yud Kei Vav Kei are really one. Shepirushom Shekol HaPeulois Mishtanois HaNemshochim Mishem Elokim. Kulam klulim b'Hashem b'yud kei vav kei shu'achta saposhut, that all of the diversity that's represented by the name of Hashem Elokim is really all part of that oneness which is represented by Hashem's name yud kei vav kei. V'zehu vayedaber Elokim el Moshe. Because it's all really one. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ki kol ha'peulos mishtanos klulim. All of the diversity is really all part of that original oneness. And Hashem will definitely finish the job to take the Jews out of Golus. Ki paro yomar mi Hashem. In the beginning, Paro said, "Who's Hashem?" Ki lo ha'amin b'shem Hashem. He didn't believe in Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki ani kosoi hoyorak mishem Elokim kamuva. Because the Arizal explains that Paroi's connection was only through the name Elokim. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came and presented the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, I don't know him. I don't know that. Ki rotzo lahafrid chas v'sholem ben shem Hashem l'shem Elokim. Paroi wanted to make a separation between these two. Sheze ikar hapirut chas v'shalom. That's the ultimate separation, chas v'shalom. Hainu ki rotzo lichbor ulahafrid hapoulois mishtanois miachdus haposhut. Paroi wanted to deny and separate all of the diversity of this world from the oneness of Hashem. Machmashiev as Rabbeinu Zal says in the Quran, because a person cannot possibly understand this rationally, how it's possible from many to come from oneness, for diversity to come from oneness. However, Hashem struck Paroi very powerful punishments, Yisrael mikulam, and Hashem saved us, the Jewish people, from all of those plagues. We were not affected. Gedolim, and Hashem displayed tremendous miracles. Shaydei kol zeh ro beinav shekol hapuulos mishtanos. And as a result of all of this, Paroi was able to see with his own eyes that all of the diversity is coming from oneness, at to the point where Paroi was forced to admit, va'omar, and said, Hashem hatzadik, that Hashem is righteous and I'm not. Any questions? In the next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this back to us again, exactly how this relates to us.
Rav Nassim, I do have a small question or something I've noticed. I guess I just feel like there are even very observant people who don't believe in listening to Rabbanim. It's like there's a lot of it. And they think they're proving how smart Judaism is, that they can figure it all out by themselves. And whatever, it pains me, but I can't I can't do much about it, but there's just a lot of even Shomrei Shabbos that speak that way. So whatever.
We
Thanks.
not so whatever. We can pray for them. Rabbeinu Sal and Rav Nosson Sal write elaborately that the main tragedy in our generation, as we get closer to the coming of Mashiach, is going to be the lack of emunas chachamim. The fact that unfortunately, among the rabbis, among the leaders, there's going to be tremendous machlokas, tremendous diversity, lack of unity, lack of direction, one clear direction, and that's going to be the test. So there are many people who are going to say, "So all rabbis are nothing." That somebody finds fault with a rabbi or something like that, then now I don't believe in any rabbis. And that's not the right attitude. It's a big mistake that our mission is to search for the truth and to know that Hashem will never leave a generation without tzaddikim. There has to be righteous people. And even if the tzaddikim of today are not on the same level at all as tzaddikim of hundreds of years ago, still they match the generation. And there are leaders, there is guidance that a person can get even in our generation. We should be zeicha to strengthen ourselves every single day in emunah in Hashem and emunas chachamim. We say it every morning in Oz Yosher, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoi. We say it very clearly. But to pray for those people that don't have it, and Hashem should open their eyes, and people should be able to believe in Hashem and in His servant Moshe Rabbeinu, in all the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim of previous generations, and all of the true tzaddikim of our generation. It's right. You see, one of people says in the chat, "Don't worry, it's only the rabbi. It's just the rabbanon." It's a big mistake because the Gemara says that there are sometimes that the law is stricter in regarding the rabbinical law than it is a Doraisa, because the rabbis knew that there's a potential for that. So sometimes they enforced their laws even more strictly, a more severe punishment than breaking a law of the Doraisa. We should be zech, when we pray for emunah in the written Torah, in the oral Torah, in the tzaddikim who have passed away, and in the tzaddikim that are living, to be zech, to have real emunah. Wishing everybody a good day, Yeshua's, Refuah's, and Besuah's. Today's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Today there's a custom among the Ashkenazim, Yom Kippur Katan. There are people that fast half a day, and go to holy places for special prayers throughout the day, especially the Mincha of Yom Kippur Katan. We should be zeicha that these prayers and the fasting, the suffering, should eliminate completely all of these suffering from Klal Yisrael. Be zecher to the Gula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.